Those who follow education and politics in Idaho will probably be hearing the phrase tiered licensure a lot in the next few months. The idea is to create different levels of teaching licenses. Each level would give a teacher access to a higher level of pay. The State Board of Education has created a group now tasked with creating the tiered system and a salary ladder to go with it. The state legislature will likely take up the matter early next year, but the plan has many teachers worried. Our Adam Cotterell talked with Clark Corbin, a reporter with the Idaho Education News, about tiered licensure. Corbin says the current proposal has three different levels of license a teacher can achieve.
In order to get those, they would need to do a number of things, including demonstrating increased student performance over a period of time on things such as the ISAT-SBAC tests or the Idaho Reading Indicator or college entrance exams, and then they would have to hit certain benchmarks on the evaluations. The way that state board officials and legislators have explained this is in order for the legislature to look at increasing teacher salaries, they want more accountability and they want data, and so that's where tiered licensure comes in.
Why should our listeners care about tiered licensure?
Right now, a big debate is going on in education circles about tiered licensure. This is something that stems from the governor's task force recommendations issued in 2013. A tiered licensure and a career ladder system of pay were two of the unanimous recommendations. This summer, a group of educators and stakeholders has been working to implement tiered licensure, and they have a proposal going to the State Board of Education in November. But there's been a huge conflict between many of the teachers themselves, the Idaho Education Association Teachers Union, and the people who developed this rule. And one of the big sticking points for the Teachers Union is they say that it's unfair to tie a teacher's license to an evaluation performed at the local level at their local school district. So they're fighting this in a major way right now.
Is it fair to say that everyone who matters in this debate is in general agreement that we should have higher standards and more rigorous requirements for becoming a teacher in Idaho and for staying in the profession?
Yeah, I've heard that all summer. Even the leaders of the Idaho Education Association who oppose this particular plan say, we're not opposed to tiered licensure in general. We're not opposed to higher standards. We want the best teachers in the classroom. They just don't think that the details within this plan are fair, and they think that it actually may, rather than attract and retain teachers, to scare them off or to have teachers leave the state.
What do they see as the problem with tying your teaching license to your reviews from your supervisor?
So there is an appeals process, and there would be at least two trained evaluators doing the evaluations. Some of the folks who oppose this, they're not opposed to evaluations at all. They think that evaluations are critical to help a teacher learn and grow professionally. And so they think that an evaluation system that wouldn't be tied to licensure or that maybe would be conducted away from the local district level, perhaps at the state level, would be more appropriate.
Let's change this over to another profession. If you or I had a bad year, a bad couple years, we were not performing well, we got bad reviews, we weren't meeting the goals we were supposed to meet, we could be passed over for promotion or raise, we could even get fired, but we would not lose our license and lose our ability to get another job in the profession that we're in.
And that's what the Idaho Education Association is talking about, and some of the folks that oppose this, they're concerned about the license being essentially their career, their livelihood. You may lose your job in Bonneville, but so long as you have that license, you can go teach in West Ada or Boise. To be clear, I've talked to some teachers that support this, that say, well, why shouldn't there be a high bar? For people who support the plan on the table, this would be a better way, they say, to demonstrate teachers are performing at a high level, and it's also a way to weed out the teachers who aren't performing or who are not up to the job.
How might we see the licensure recommendation evolve before it's time to hand something to the legislature in January?
I'm glad you asked about that. There are three public hearings coming up starting October 7th in Pocatello, October 14th in Lewiston, October 21st in Nampa. That'll be a chance for members of the state board to get feedback from teachers and parents and business leaders about this plan. They may take that feedback and roll it into the proposal that's on the table. We don't know if that will happen yet. There's expected to be a vote by the State Board of Education on this proposal in November, and then it would go to the legislature, which convenes in January. The legislature would have an opportunity to reject that rule and send it back to the State Board.
That was Idaho Education News reporter Clark Corbin talking to our Adam Cotterell about the plan to change how Idaho teachers get certified. It's known as tiered licensure.